Today's daf is daf lamed vav. So we got to the top of lamed vav, the two dots. Gemara quotes from the Mishnah: Hayushneim shall ish echad shneim chayavim. So let's say that there are two oxen chasing another ox, and one of the oxen was damaged the nizak. So if the owner, if there's one owner of both those shvarim, so certainly he's required to pay, because whether it's this one or that one, it was his responsibility. So he has to pay in that case. So the Mishnah uses an interesting lashon, shneim chayavim, they're both chayiv. So both chayiv sounds like both shvarim, because there's only one owner here. So the Gemara explains, Amar le Rava miparzika le Ravashi, shma mina shvarim tamim shiziku ratza mizegova ratza mizegova. So are we to conclude here that if two oxen, both tam, that cause damage, the nizak could choose to collect from this tam or from that tam? That seems to be what the Gemara is concluding from here, because that's why shneim chayavim. Because if it's really only one of them has the option, meaning only the one shore that caused damage, how do I have the right to collect from the other shore that didn't cause the damage? Must be we viewed everything as a unit. I could collect from either one. Is that the conclusion that should be made from here? So the Gemara says, no, halcha b'mayaskinan b'muad. We're talking about where it's a muad, in which case you're not really collecting from the shvarim themselves, you're collecting from the owner. The owner has to pay the full damage. Rashi just explained, you see Rashi, around halfway down Rashi is on the top here, b'muadin, the sof mishalim me'aliyah. In the end of the day, the baal has to pay out of pocket, regardless of the value of the mazik. L'fikach kol nechasav achrayin l'piron. Therefore, all the mazik's property, the shvarim and all the other properties are all are responsible to pay for this damage. So the Gemara says, if really that's the case, ibn muadin aima seifa. If it's talking about a muad, look at the seifa. Haya echad gadol echad katan hanizak omer gadol hizik famazik omer lo kiela katan hizik. They're arguing which shore was mazik. Was it the largest shore that was mazik, or was it the smallest shore that was mazik? And the Gemara, the Mishnah concludes, hamotzi mechaveir alav haraya. Now, Ib Muad, we're talking about a Muad here, my nafkale mine, who cares which mazik, whether it's a big mazik or the small mazik, we're not focused, when it comes to Muad, we're not focused on who the mazik is, we're focused on the nezek, what the damage was. Sof, dme Torah malya ba'i lishlume, you have to pay a Torah malya, a full amount of a shor, you need to pay. So, there should be no machlokas, so who cares about the machlokas, the mazik versus the nizak, which shor was damaged, or was damaging. So therefore, it sounds like it can't be a case of muad. Gemara says, "Amar lei seifa b'tamim reishu b'muadim." There's no problem. The seifa is talking about tam. That's why it does make a difference whether the short tam that was mazik was a gadol or whether it was a katan. That's the machlokas. But the reisha, where it's talking about this two shvarim are chasing after the other one, and you can collect from either shore that you want, that's talking about a case of muad, because we don't really care which shore mazik it is. We just know that the baal hashor, the mazik, has to pay the full damage. So Gemara now says, Amar le Rav Acha Saba le Rav Ashi, Ibu Muadim, if we're talking about this first case of Muadim, Chayavim, Chayav Gavar mi Baile. It shouldn't use the word Chayavim, which sounds like the two parties are Chayav, sounds like the two Shvarim are Chayav. That would only be case by the Tam, where the Tam, you have a Chalak in the Tam itself has to be Begufu, you have to pay. That would be appropriate to use Chayavim. But for now, we're talking about the Muadim, we don't really care about the Shur HaMazik, we care about the Baal HaShur HaMazik, the owner, so it's the person, Chayiv Gavar Mibarle, there should be in the singular, Chayiv, that the owner is Chayiv. Vesu, moreover, the Gemara asks, my shame, what's both of them? Who both? There's only one owner, they're not two owners. So Ella, the Gemara says, you're right, Li Olam Betamim. Really, that first case, where there are two Mashvarim are chasing yours, we're talking about a case of Tam. So Rabbi Akiva here, and we're talking about Rabbi Akiva, Damar Shutvininu, and we have Shutvin, we have partnership. So when one of my two Shvarim causes damage to yours, so now you as a Nidak, you have a Chalak in my Shortam. That's how Rabbi Kiva, as we know already, Rabbi Shmuel holds that there's a Balchov, Rabbi Kiva holds that the Nidak becomes a Shutuf in the Shortam. So the Gemara explains, Taima Disnai L'Tervayu, only because they're both there, both a shvarim are there. You can't say you're not responsible as the owner, as the mazik. But if both the shvarim are not there, then matzi amrle zil icy ride the high Torah azke v'ashim lecha. So what's going on here is that the nizak has a certain shutaf in one of them. We don't know which one it is, but he has certainly a chelik in one of these shvarim, whichever one was mazik. We don't know which one. that when both Shvarim are present, so the Nizak says, you owe me money. I don't care whether it's that one or this one. One of them, you owe me money from one of them. So the Mazik can't really say a claim. Okay, fine. He'll have to pay him the money. He has to sell, I don't know how it goes, Lemaisa, whether he sells both of them or one of them, but he owes the half of the Nizak. But what? Let's say one of them runs away. There's only one shore that's left. So now the Mazik has a taina. How do you know this is the one that you own? Maybe it's the other one that you have a chelik and he ran away. Bring me a proof that this was the one that was mazik you. So that's what the Gemara is talking about here. So when it says shneim chayavim, that both, when both are present, both shvarim are present, they're both chay because it's, you can't push you off. It's implying, but if one of them is present, so then the mazik has a taina to be off the hook from paying. Hajin alach hamaynich. Okay, let's begin the fourth parak now. Mishnah begins, shor shenagach arba v'chamisha. We're going to do some more math here, so pay attention. Ashur shenagach arba v'chamisha shvarim zachar zeh. With one shore gores four or five other oxen, one after the next. The lach is zachar zeh yishalim la'achron shebahem. You pay the last one first. Now you would imagine the first one who gets hit should get paid first. Ends up being you hit damage, you know, one, two, the fifth one collects first, even though he was a later one. You would think he should get last. But no, the later nezek gets first collection.
Well, this is probably the machlokas about whether or not he becomes a mu'ud with three cores on the same day.
Ah, so look at Rashi here on that point. Rashi explains, Shor shenagach arba v'chamisha. He gores four or five times. So it says, Rashi, ubekulan hayatam. He's a batam here. Demishchalim begufo. How's he a tam? Adam asks, he gored four or five times. You should be a mu'ud after three. Heichidami. Kigon rashor v'nagach. He saw one ox and gored him. But then he saw another gore and didn't. So now we're ready, that really neutralizes the first one. It gets rid of the first one, so it's not really a shermuad. And then he's Rosh Shor V'Nagach. Then he saw another one. V'achar Nigicha, after the second Shnia, the second Nigicha, Rosh Shtepam. And then he saw two or three times Shor V'Nagach. So it's not even Seirgin. It's not even like, if you have Shor, if gore, no gore, gore, no gore, then you have that Seirgin, a type of shermuad, which would be created by seeing every other Shor. But this is not every other, it's random. You see a shore, you add gore, you don't, you do, you don't, you do. So this is completely random. That will not create a shore muad, and that's how Rashi explains you have a shore tam even after four or five gorings. So either way, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, you pay, the last guy gets paid first, he gets chati nezek. Then the Mishnah says, vim yesh bo mosar, let's say there's some leftover from the shore hamazik. So then yachshe l'shilafanov, then the one before him, the fourth the nizak gets to collect. And if they're still left over because the shor hamazik was so big, such a large animal, there's so much left over. So then yachzir l'shul l'fein l'fanav. Then you go to the one before, number three you go to. If achron nishkar divrei Rabbi Meir. And the last guy gets the most. The last guy who got hit actually makes the most money here. That's all according to Rabbi Meir. Then Rabbi Shimon Omer, shor shavim asayim shenagach l'shor shavim asayim. If you have a $200 shor that gores a $200 shor, the ein hanavel yafaklum, and now the nizak is worth nothing. Zenota manav, zenota manav. So they split the cost. They sell the live animal that's $200, and the nizak takes $100, and the mazik takes $100. Chazav nagach shor acher. Let's say this shor gores another ox. So then shavam asayim, that's worth $200. Haachro now, the last guy, again, we're talking about a case where he didn't collect. The first guy didn't collect yet. He gores one, he gores two. So the last guy now, the Achron, no Talmana, takes $100. And then the Mazik gets $100. But now you have to pay the previous guy, the first guy who was hit, the first shore that was hit. So then we say, Shilfanov, now the earlier guy, Zen Notel Chamishim, so that first Nizak collects $50, Chamishim Zuz, but Zen Notel Chamishim Zuz, and the Nizak, the Mazik rather, walks away with 50 Zuz. Chazav Nagach Shor Acher, so let's say he hits a third one, so then the last guy, Shavam Asayim, 200, Achra Notel Mana, the last guy gets $100, he gets half the damage. Shilfanov Chamishim, so now there's $100 left. Remember, they have a Shor that they sell, a Shor Mazik they sell for $200. So $100 they give to the last guy. Now there's $100 remaining. So now you split that in half. So $50 goes to the second ox. Now there's $50 remaining. So now what happens to the first shore that was hit? So Shnayim Harishonim Dinar Zav. So the first two, which means the first Nizak and the Mazik, they split 50-50, which is the Dinar Zav, which equals 25 Zuz apiece. That gives us $200. Again, 100 to the last Mazik, 50 to the second, 100 to the last Nizak, 50 to the second Nizak, 25 to the first Nizak, and 25 is what the Mazik walks away with. That's the calculation according to Rabbi Shimon.
And according according to Rebbeir, what happens?
So the Gemara doesn't explain, the Mishnah doesn't explain what exactly happens, but I think the Gemara is going to explain how the calculation works for Rebbe Meir. So the Gemara says, now, Masnisin money, who authored our Mishnah? It cannot be Delok Rabbi Shmuel or Delok Rabbi Kiva. Couldn't be either one of them. Why not? Ik Rabbi Shmuel, Damar Bali Chobos Ninhu, Rabbi Shmuel holds that if my animal is Mazik, I still owe my animal. The Nizak has no shutvis in my animal. He's just now owed money. He's a bank. He collects money on me. He's a debt he wants to collect. He's a balchov. So hi achron achron niskar rishon rishon niskar mi barle. So why is it fair that the last guy makes money? The first guy who's owed money. If I borrow money from Reuven and then borrow money from Shimon and then from Levi, I owe Reuven first because I borrowed from him first. So when my shore was Mazik the first guy, I owe him money first. I shouldn't pay the last guy first. It's the first guy who I'm owed money to, I owe money to, I pay first.
There's no shmir on any of these actions, right? That's the whole...
The shmir, meaning...
When we take this guy, this gore, he gores all these actions. There's not like shmir...
For me, as the Baal Shor, I have a chi of shmir, so I'm responsible each way. But the Nizak has, according to Rabbi Shmuel, there's no shmir.
Right.
We'll see according to Rabbi Kiva, who you become, and Nizak becomes a shutef in it, so now he has a chi of shmir on himself now. That's how far we're taking it. But according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Nizak has nothing to do with the shor. He's just owed money. So that's not fair that the later bank gets to collect before the earlier bank. The first guy, the first bank, if you will, has a lien. So Rabbi Shmuel certainly cannot be the author. Ik Rabbi Kiva damer toro de shutvai ho. That really the Nizak becomes an owner. Hi Yeshbo Mosar, if there's leftover after paying the last guy, the last Nizak, Yachter Shilfanov, it goes back to the earlier one, the one before stage three, the third ox, Lakul Mi Barle. What happens to Rabbi Kiva is after the first shore gets hit, so let's call Reuven, the Nizak gets a shutvis. Now Shimon's ox gets hit. So now Shimon and Reuven are both shutvin with me. And then after Levi's shore, now we have four shutvin. Me as the Mazik and the three Nizakim. We're all four partners. So after the fourth guy now, let's say, he's the last Nizak. He collects his money. Whatever is left over should be split amongst the four equal partners. But according to the Mishnah, no, only Levi gets the leftover. Now after Levi gets collected, if there's more, then Shimon gets it. It shouldn't go that way because we should all be four equal partners. So Rabbi Kiva can't be the author either of our Mishnah.
It's four equal partners. Why does the last one get first before the other partners?
Because he's not a partner yet.
Why?
I guess since he's the last guy.
Last partner.
He's the last partner. Let's see. How do we view him then? Let's see. It's a good question. Good question. Why is the last guy that is he not a partner yet? Rabbi Kiva holds he is a partner right away. Good question. Let's see. Because the earlier partners were responsible also for that damage that they did. They become mazikin now also. They're mazik. Because they had to do a shmira. Once they're shutef, they have a chiv shmir upon them. So now they're responsible. As opposed to me, the last nizak, let's say, I'm not responsible, so I get paid my... It's me versus all of you guys. So that's why you split half and half.
They have a chiv shmir on the mazik?
Yeah. It's fascinating. That's how Rabbi Kiva goes so far to... That's how the Gemara explains it.
Until the Baal is able to like, get it on the
control? I guess. Until they sell it. Until something's taken care of it. Until they get their money. Well, I guess once they get paid back also, they probably lose their shutfis also. But remember, they take that animal and they sell it. So once it's in a different party, then they no longer have ownership once they've gotten paid. Okay, so therefore, it can't be Rabbi Kiva, it can't be Rabbi Yishmael. So who authored our Mishnah? Amar Rava says, Li'olam k'Rabbi Yishmael. Really, Rabbi Yishmael who holds that the Nizakim are simply Bali Chovos. Damar Bali Chovos Ninu. U'dekash l'cho achron achron niskar, that he holds that the last guy gets paid first. It should be really Rishon Rishon Nischar Mibarli. The first guy who's owed money should make the most money, not the last guy. Hacha b'mayaskinan kigon shetavsu nizak legavos imanu. V'nasa alav kishomer sacha l'nizakim. We're talking about a unique situation where, let's say, the first guy was owed money. The first nizak is owed money. I'm not going to sit back and wait for Bezdin. I'm going to go ahead and take that Shor Mazik. He owes me money. So he takes the Shor Mazik into his possession. So now that he takes the Shor Mazik into his possession, now he's a chiv shmir. Now he didn't watch over properly, and the shore goes ahead and gores. So now he's responsible for that next nizak. So that's why now he becomes a partner. That's why the last guy, now each person does this. They take the Shor Mazik and they all become Chiyuv Shmira. And the last guy who gets damaged, he is the pure Nizak and gets paid first. See, Rashi explains anything more here. No. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case. Yeshba Moser Liachshel Lishlefanav. If there's leftover after paying out the last guy, you go to the previous guy. Well, why? Yachshel Lebailim Libailim. Now we have all equal partners. So it shouldn't go back to only the previous guy, only to Levi. It should go back to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi equally, because now they are all partners. The fact that they took the Shomer the Shor HaMazik to watch over, they are equal partners. So the Gemara says, Amar Ravina Hachi Katani. Im Yesh Bo Mosar V'Nizakav Yachser L'Shlefanav. If there's leftover, what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Im Yesh Bo Mosar V'Nizakav. Let's say the damage that was done to the fourth shore was greater than the damage that was done to the fifth shore. So the Ravi is owed $50 and the Chamishi is only owed $25. So Yachzir Dinar Zav Lishlafanov. V'chein Kulam Im Nizko Sharishon Yoser Al Shel Achron. What's going on here is if the mazik is worth $50, so that's the value of right there. There's $50 of value in this shor mazik. So now $25 goes to the fifth one. So there's $25 remaining. That $25 goes to the revi. I'm not getting why this is though.
The question was if they're toe-face, if each one's toe-face, then the one who's toe-face should have a responsibility, right? Not the Baal. Not the Baal Ashur. Not the original Baal Ashur. Because he didn't have any problems in there. It's just the other guy. Was that the question?
I thought they all should be equal, but I guess we're saying only one guy's watching it over now. Let's look at Rashi. Let's do the question. Rashi says, Yachshel Lebailim Mibailim. Three lines from the top. Rashi says, Yachshel Lebailim Mibailim, the Ein Ha Lebailim Lehapsid Mone, Sheyolahen Bo Mishas Nezek Harishon, Sherei Lo Haisa Shmiroso Alein Ela Haniza. Right, the Baal shouldn't lose out here, because now the first Nizak took the shore away from him. The Baal, the original Baal, doesn't have the ownership anymore. Doesn't have the Bailis, doesn't have the Shmir upon him. Uch Shehizik Lesheni Ibarishon Mana Shalo. Now when the second shore is damaged, the first Rishon, the first Nizak, loses out his money. V'tafsu Sheni V'nasa Lav Shomer V'chein Kulam Nasu Shomer Yisachar L'shmor Chelek HaBailim V'ahiyana the mishtalmi nizgayu me'ashur delo ariko leim ba'ilim la'agma. So what's the shaila here? Again, if we're talking about a case where all the nizakim had taken the shore, and therefore they're the ones responsible to watch over the shore. So any leftover money shouldn't go to the previous guy, it should go all the way back to the first guy, to the initial Baal. Because when I, let's say, the first Nizak, so I take the shore. Now this shore causes damage. That damage it causes, I lose that money. So let's say I would owe my shore was killed for $200. So I'm owed $100. So now I take that shor mazik as the form of payment, as a lien, a collateral. And now that shor mazik causes damage to another guy, which is owed $100. To the $100 that I was owed, I owe that $100 back to him now, to the second guy. So now I'm owed nothing. I've been equal. So the first Baal is owed $100, and the third guy now is owed $100. Now the third guy takes the shor mazik away from me. He's watching the shor mazik. He's owed $100 though. And now he takes the shor mazik and it goes off and damages somebody else for another $100. So the $100 that he's supposed to get, he actually loses because he owes the fourth guy now. So the fourth guy's owed $100, but still that Baal's left alone. He's owed the initial $100 he's supposed to have. So let's say finally they sell that shor mazik. and you paid off the last nizak, his money, $100, and there's a remaining $100, that money should go all the way back to the Baal Rishon who's owed the initial money. You see how that works?
The Baal Rishon, the guy who took the bias.
The Baal Rishon, the first guy. Because remember, the Baal Rishon, his sure damaged $200, he only pays half that amount. So he loses $100, but he gets to walk away with $100.
So you're saying Baal Rishon as opposed to Baal? The first, as opposed to the Nizak Rishon?
Right. Because it's the Baal Rishon, who was never a Nizak. He just owns the animal. The Baal, it should go back to the Baal. It shouldn't go back to the previous guy. Because the previous guys were all neutralized by, they were owed money, but then they were responsible for the next damage that was done. So all the middle cases are owed no money. It's the first, the owner, and the last guy who are owed money. That's what's going on here. So it can't be that case where each Nizak was Tofes the Shor. So the Gemara again says, let's read it one more time. So Ravine explains, no, Hachi Katani Im Yesh Bo Mosar Bin Nizakov Yachshil Shefanov. I mean, the case I just presented was where each case I was owed $100 and it caused damage of $100, where it was equal. But let's say it wasn't that case. Let's say I was owed $100, but my Shor Mazik that I was Tofes now only damaged $50. So now I'm still owed that $50 difference. That's what it's talking about, where one of the middle guys is still owed some money when there's a difference between the money he was owed as a Nizak versus the money he owes as a Mazik. There's going to be some discrepancy. That's where we go to the previous case. You with me on that, yeah?
What would happen if I'm Tofes and then it's Mazik, a bigger Shor, let's say $400?
Uh-huh.
Is the Bailam Rishonim that lose, or the Bailam Rishonim not lose his $100 because it was Niflas? Yeah. From
I can't imagine he would lose more. He would be, he's not responsible once the Shor Mazik's been Tofes. So
he loses complete responsibility.
Yeah, once a guy takes a Shor Mazik, a guy steals your car, and you know, I had this case. I sold my car a few months ago, and they drove it down to some place in Lakewood, and I get a ticket in the mail. He didn't pay the toll. I got another thing that he got a speeding ticket using my car, so they didn't take the license plates off. So I'm not responsible. I sold it already. I had proof that I sold the car already. So if someone takes your car away, so it doesn't mean you're responsible. So I sold it, but this guy stole it from me. So that guy stole the car and caused damage. I'm not responsible for that damage. Okay. So, okay, let's go weiter now. Gemara says, V'chein ki aser rabin amar b'yochan mishum p'shias shomrim naguba. So that's what he explained. Same exact thing as we said before. It's p'shias shomrim. Says Rashi, what does this mean? L'chai v'es ha-nizakin ha-rishonim r'rishmolhi. Where each of the cases where the nizakin become shomrim themselves, and they're poshaya in each case when they're toe-faced to shore, that's the situation of the Mishnah. Where I want to know, Mayokim to Rabbi Shmuel. Why do we want to say that this is like Rabbi Shmuel is the author of this Mishnah? Because Ihachi, that's the case, Ema Seifa. If you look at the Seifa, it says Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shor Shavim Masayim Shinagach, Shor Shavim Masayim Vein HaNevel Yafaklum. $200 damages another Shor that's worth $200, and now it's worth nothing as it's Zed. Zenotamanav, Zenotamanav. They each get 100. Chaz of Nagach Shoracher, Shavim Masayim. Now it gores another animal worth $200. Ha'ach or Notamanav, the last guy takes $100. Shalafanav, the first Shor, first Nizak, collects Zenota Chamishim, Zuz takes 50. Vizenota Chamishim, and the Mazik gets 50. Chaz of Nagach Shor Shavim Masayim, let's say it gores a third animal for $200. Ha'ach or Notamanav, Shalafanav Nota Chamishim, Zuz, Shnaim Harishonim, Dinar Zav, which is 25 each. So that goes according to us and the Rabbi Akiva. That must be Rabbi Akiva, Damar Torah de Shritvahu, where he holds that they are each partners in each of the cases. Each Nizak becomes a partner. So that's clearly according to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Shimon is working within the world of Rabbi Akiva. And we said the Reisha is working within the world of Rabbi Shmuel. So who's the main author? Whose opinion are they debating? There's definitely machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. But are they arguing within the world of Rabbi Akiva, or are they arguing within the world of Rabbi Shmuel? So the Gemara answers, Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, Sefer Rabbi Akiva. There's no problem. Rabbi Meir is working in the world of Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Shimon is working within the world of Rabbi Akiva. There's not a problem. That's a more ask a question. Amri in, yes, that's the case. The Ha Amr Le Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Shmuel said to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinna, sharp one. He always referred to Rabbi Yehuda as a sharp one. Shavak Masnisin, V'sab Basrai. Leave the Mishnah. V'sab Basrai, what does it mean? Come after me. Reisha Rabbi Shmuel, listen to me. That Reisha is according to Rabbi Shmuel. And Seifa is Rabbi Akiva. So there's no steer in the Mishnah. It's Machlokas. Okay, the Gemara now quotes the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Tanan Hasan. The Mishnah tells us, Hatokea L'chaveru Notzin L'Osela. What does Hatokea mean? I think it's machlokis. We show him here. Rashi says here. Right, Rashi has 2 days here. Hatokeya means hamakeru connected. Oh no, you hit the guy in the ear, or Rashi says lishin achrina tkiya mamish. You blow something in his ear. You blow a sound, a loud sound in his ear. You cause him damage. So it could be just embarrassing. Rashi said no sin lo sella. You pay a sella. Rashi dimei boshto. Now the guy jumps. The guy's sitting nicely, and you scream behind him. You slap in front of his ear, and the guy jumps and gets embarrassed from that. So you pay him a sella. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mishim, Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, Mona. You pay a Mona. Machlok, it's how to define how much boshes do you own. So, Hahu Gavra, the Taka Lechavre, one guy, time a guy did this to his friend, he embarrassed him. And Shalchi Rav Tuvia, Barmasan Lakame, the Rav Yosef, Sela Tsuri Tanan, or Sela Medina Tanan. So, within the world of the Mishnah that says you pay a Sela, which type of Sela? Is it the Sela that you find in Tsuri, or a Sela that's found in Medina? There's a big Nafkamina. Rashi explained Sela Tsuri is Dalad Zuzim. And Sela Medina is Shminis Shevet Sela Tzuri, 1/8 of that. So, which is a Chatzi Dinar. So, it's a Sela Tzuri is much more money than the Sela Medina. So, Gemara explains, Amar Le Tanisua, we learn, Shnaim Harishonim Dinar Zahav. Our Mishnah said that the first two people take a Dinar Zahav, which we said was equal to 25 Zuz. Now, Vi Saka Daitach, if you were to think, Tana Sela Medina, if it were to think they were talking about Sela Medina, so then Niflag with Nisnei Ad Tresa Resela. Then it should have thought brought another case, another scenario, where there is yet a fourth Nizak here, and bring it down to a 12 and a half. Right? Why is that only in the case of the Sela Medina? Look at Rashi. Rashi says Liflog, four narrow lines up, five narrow lines up. Liflog Akati Velisnei Masisin Chazavanaga Chlesharacher. It should have taught another case. Where is Shavim Asayim? Ha'achron. No Talmana, the last guy takes 100. Shelefan of Chamishim Zuz. Shelefan of Dinar Zav. Vishnaim Harishonim Habailim Venizak Rishon Yudbez Dinar. Vesela Medina Shu Chatzi Dinar. Why is it only within Sela Medina though? Because the Sela Medina is a Chatzi Dinar. But according to Sela Tsuri, I guess they're assuming.
Is there no other way to express a chatzi dinar?
That must be it. There's no chatzi dinar. I guess sell is the only way to express a chatzi. They didn't want to do chatzi. They wanted to do full coins. So the full coin, you couldn't do that. 12, 25 only breaks up to 12 and a half. We didn't want to do 12 and a half zuz according to Sela Tsuri. But within Sela Medina, you don't need to do a half because one sell itself equals that a half amount that we're looking for. So you could have used that another scenario. So from the fact that Mishnah doesn't take it to the next step, tells us that we must be working within the world of Sela Tsuri, not Sela Medina. The Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Even maybe we are dealing with Sela Medina in the Mishnah. Amar Leih Tana Ki Rochlo, Lisa Velizel. So they teach that as a rochel, like as a...
I think
what?
It's like Ki Rochlo, Lisa Velizel, like what you...
Oh, that way saying. Oh, I thought it meant like Kirochle. They say yeah, and Vechule, and all the other cases. They didn't want to be so exhausted and say every single possible case. They said okay, and it's continued to go. Just imagine the next case as well without having to detail it. You think it's more of a question? Could be. Mara says, "My Havelay." So Lemaisa, what's the psak? Is it Sela Tsuri or Sela Medina? So Pashtu Meha, they bring a raya from the following: Damer of Yehuda Amarav Kol Kesef Hamor B'Torah. Kesef Tsuri, Gemara and Kedushin also. Any Kesef that's mentioned in the Torah, we're using the currency of Tsur. V'shel Divrayim, any cell that or Kesef that's found in the words of the Chachamim, Kesef Medina, that's the Klal. So since this Mishnah is a Derabanan, we assume it's a Sela Medina. Amar Leih Hahu Gavra, so that person said, Ha'ol B'palga D'Zuza Hu Lo Ba'ina. Since it's only half a zuz that you owe me, right? Because now Sela Tsuri is very small. It's only half a zuz. A chatzi dinar. I don't really need it. It's not really worth much to me. Nisrei Nali. Nisrei Le'anim. Give it to the Anim. I don't need it. It's not worth. It's a couple of cents. Give it to the Anim. Hadar Amar Lei. Then he said, you know what? Actually, Nisrei Nali. Give it to me. I actually want the money. So he says, Ezel V'Avri Bei Nafshe. What's that response there? So he says to him, I will go and strengthen myself. What does that mean? What's shot with that? What's that? What kind of response is that? Meaning he'll use it for something. I could actually benefit from that money.
Like he'll collect them maybe? Like he'll put them in a piggy bank?
Yeah, I guess slowly he'll build up a profit. A couple of cents.
I'll refresh myself.
Refresh myself, yeah? Okay, who knows? I could get a nice couple of water for a couple of cents, let's say. I'll take that money. So then he says, I'm really Rav Yosef says, can't do that anymore. Kvar zachu be'aniyim. The aniyim already were zochet to this. Once you already said, give it to the aniyim, you can't be chosen. It's very halach l'maisa also. Person, let's say, ani is walking into the, and you take out a dollar to gift him, and then he never walks over to you, you perhaps owe that money to him or some other ani. So once you already had in mind to give over the money, it's like a nether. So you can't be chosen anymore. And now, fagab dulek aniyim hoch, he didn't, let's say there are no aniyim around in our city anywhere, still, we represent the aniyim from all over the world. It says Rashi, Rav Yossi was the gabbai. He's the gabbai tzedakah here, so he collected it on behalf of the aniyim. Damar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says in Amar Shmuel, name of Shmuel, Yisomim einam tzrichin prizbol. The Yisomim who are owed money to, normally you need prizbol to prevent the prizbol from being hashmatas ksafim, but in this case, when it comes to aniyim for Yisomim, you don't need a prizbol. Says Rashi, why not? Top line of Lamed Zayin, ain't tzrichim prusbol, the belav hachi, without that, lo mishamet shviyas lachov shalahem, the shmita will not be mishamet ksafim. Da'anan yadayu diyasme, we represent the Yisomim. And Rami align, it's incumbent upon us, lahafuchi bezuchasayu, no is to protect them. Hilkach sharos shalahem kemisurim lebezdin dami. Therefore, when it comes to prusbol, it's as if their sharos, that their debts that they're collecting, are all handed over to the bezdin, are protected from prusbol. Says the Gemara further, let's get to the mission of Echein Tani Rami Bar Chama HaYisomim Einun Tzichim Prizbol. He says the same exact thing. Rabbi Gamliel, who Beis Dino Avian She Yisomim Hayu. Rabbi Gamliel and his Beis Din were the fathers of the Yisomim. They represented, they protected the Yisomim. Gemara says further, may as well get to the mission, I guess. Chanan Bisha was, Bisha means Ra in Aramaic, not a good name. Takalei Lahu Gavar, he once scared a person in his ear. Also, the comment of Huna, they went to Rav Huna, Amar Lei Zil, Havlei Palga de Zuza, pay half the dinar that you owe. Havlei Zuza, so he had a Zuza, I guess, a Zuza Maka, Rashid Pchusa Tsurasa. It started to lose its face, it was starting to be worn out. So, Bai Le Mesve, Lei, Mine Palga de Zuza. So he wanted to give, half the Zuza, I guess, but Shalom Hava Mishakalib, he wouldn't take it. What's the case here? So, Takale Achwina Vyavnehele. So he blew in the other ear and then paid him the full amount.
Maybe you didn't want to
mention
that because
it was Pchusa. Pchusa, that's what the case was. Okay. Fine. So we'll stop here. Everyone, good Chodesh. And Adam, I'll let you know about tomorrow if I need you. Right.